Just getting way too excited here on a Tuesday. NCAA tournament playing games get cracking tonight. Belmont Temple, if you like excellent offensive execution, assists to made basket ratio being high, and a lot of threes raining, allow me to introduce you to Belmont. Okay? Belmont, they got skills to pay the bills as it pertains to offensive execution. I gave you some of the upsets I like going through the East and West bracket. The West is like the most difficult. The bottom of that region is like absurd. I mean, there's Buffalo, Texas Tech, Nevada, Michigan all in one spot. I mean, and then don't sleep like, I think St. John's is going to beat Arizona State tomorrow. I mean, St. John's, they may be poorly coached at times and a Jekyll and Hyde team, but that they got dudes too. Mustafa Heron, LJ Figueroa, Marvin Clark, Justin Simon, and Shamori Ponds. I mean, that starting five, big time good. Big time good. When I look at the South region, there isn't any team in the South region I love. There's a handful of teams I may date, but I would never marry any of the teams in the South region. I'm always hesitant to get down on one knee and propose in bracket matrimony to Virginia, given what they've done over the last handful of years. But I do feel like Virginia's in a really good spot to make it for sure to the Elite Eight. Because the big thing with Virginia is if they play a team that can speed them up, there isn't any team, I think, in their path that can speed them up. I think Ole Miss would probably beat Oklahoma. Ole Miss plays 1-3-1 zone a fair amount. Ty Jerome and Kyle Guy and those guys will shred a zone. And zone kind of slows the game down. And then you look at the 4 and the 5 seed, Kansas State and Wisconsin, both roly-poly teams that want to play slow. Oregon, I think, has got a good chance to punch through out of that group. Oregon plays a matchup zone. They're going to play a little slower. Like, I think Virginia's on a pretty good path. But with that said, I like Oregon over Wisconsin a lot. And that's not just because I played for Dana Altman. But, you know, Coach Altman's got those dudes going. I mean, Oregon's playing great. They've won 8 in a row, including winning the Pac-12 tournament. That game is in San Jose, California, which means there's going to be a lot of Oregon fans there. Oregon is a way more athletic team than Wisconsin is. And Oregon plays a matchup zone. And when you play a matchup zone, it makes getting conventional post-up situations harder to kind of find. And that's what Ethan Happ needs. And again, Oregon's going to have dudes that can come off the weak side and beat Happ stuff to the 14th row. I like Oregon to win that game a lot. And then even past that, I think Oregon's got a chance to beat Kansas State because Kansas State doesn't know the status of their leading scorer, Dean Wade. He's got a banged up foot again. So I think Oregon has a chance to go to the Sweet 16. And then I've been lukewarm on Tennessee all year. I like their front line. I don't love their guards. I don't think they're great on defense. They are by far the worst defensive efficiency team, according to Ken Pom, of all the 1 and 2 seeds, by far. And I don't think they shoot it great from three. They just got blasted by Auburn. I actually think whoever wins the second round game between Villanova and Purdue has a great shot to go to the Elite Eight and even the Final Four. And I don't necessarily love Villanova or Purdue. I just don't love that region at all. And then in the Midwest, before we hit the top of the hour here, it's kind of unreal that North Carolina, the 1 seed, would have to potentially play Kansas, the 4 seed, in the Sweet 16 in Kansas City. I mean, that's, you might as well just go to Allen Fieldhouse. But I'm not sure Kansas gets there because New Mexico State's won 30 games. Chris Jans, their coach, great. I think New Mexico State's got a chance to punch through the Sweet 16. Auburn has been the yo-yo team all year. Like, they're up and down, up and down, up and down. When they're up, they're really good. When they're down, they're not. They're really streaky. New Mexico State's won 18 straight games. Again, they're 30-4. This is a real team. New Mexico State almost beat Kansas earlier this year in Kansas City. I think they got a great shot to beat Auburn and a great shot to beat Kansas. If there's one team, with all due respect to Bill Self, like, I don't think Kansas is very good this year at all. And I can't wait. I think Houston has a great, I think that Houston-Kentucky game in the Elite Eight is going to be big time. But I like North Carolina to come out of that region. So there you go. All right, I'm going to go dump cold water on me to calm myself down. I'm going to calm myself down a little bit here. All right, 1 hour away from Robin Washit. We are 90 minutes away from Thor Tripp. More game time in the 12 o'clock hour.